Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Tats of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, come on down to Tats of Beverly Hills, and this evening I'm going to be talking with Phil Hendry about something very, very pivotal, very, very important in all of our lives, and that's the expression of our rights as human beings. In Beverly Hills.
You want to put our meat in your mouth.
And welcome to the program. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as well, here with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills tonight, Friday night, as we discuss with Ted. I know you wanted to talk about Chick-fil-A. Right now, Ted, we're looking at some of, and I guess you have it on in the prime rib room there.
Yeah, we do have the Olympics, yeah.
And we're looking at some of the countries parading by, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's great, Phil, to see these young people. They are so full of energy and so filled with hope. And there is right now, there's Haiti. There's a country that's been through so much. And yet there they are competing in the International Olympiad, the Olympic Games. So I think it's great. We've got a packed house tonight. And there's Honduras. And it's interesting that that Honduras, I think I saw a white athlete. And
well, I imagine that they have, you know, white folks there, too.
Well, you know, you get used to seeing, I heard that Jamaica has some white people, too. So you never really, you never cease being surprised. But in any event.
Yeah, so let's talk about what you wanted to discuss this evening. And I've got the article pulled up here. As this sort of this Chick-fil-A controversy is, you know, it's another one of these polarizing issues.
Well, I think the Chick-fil-A controversy can be polarizing for people who are of a mind not to grant rights to gay people in this country. But if you're like Ted Bell and you believe in the rights of all people and you believe in the rights of the gays of this country as well as other countries, whether they be gay men or lesbian women, you believe that they have the right to be who they are, whenever they want to be that person, and however they want to be. And you don't want. And let me tell you something. You don't want to eat a Chick-fil-A. You come to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Everyone that comes into Ted's of Beverly Hills that is gay is going to get their dinner on me. That's number one. Number two. And
now, I got to hear this again. Everyone that
even if you claim to be gay, and you know, you have to take the person's word for it. There's no question about it. You get a steak dinner on me at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And
so you're going to take people's words for it?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, Phil. And you know why? Because it's not really about giving away a free steak dinner. It's about emphasizing the fact that we believe in the rights of gay people. And so that's what we are doing tonight through Sunday night. So if you are gay, you're a gay man or a lesbian, you can come in and simply proclaim that if you're out. If you're not out, then obviously you're not going to express yourself that way, and that's okay. I understand. I think that the tenor in this country, Phil, has been so ugly. You know, when I think about it, it's ugly. And
well, there's a lot of in some areas, in some ways, it is ugly. Chick-fil-A sandwiches have become a political symbol.
Well, that's the thing that I wanted to mention. Why would you want to eat at Chick-fil-A anyway? Not just because they don't respect you as a gay American, but why would you want to eat there when you can eat at Ted's of Beverly Hills, which is one of the premier steakhouses in this country? And we're not a franchise place like Ruth's Chris. That's why we feel we are a cut above Ruth's Chris, and we say we're a cut above Ruth's Chris because we are the cut of steak above them, and we're also, in terms of our morality and our beliefs and our belief system and our respect for people and the decency of the human beings that work here, we are...
Well, that's a pretty harsh summary of Ruth's... I mean, you know...
Well, what do you mean?
That's a pretty harsh summary of Ruth's Chris. I wouldn't want to characterize them in terms of the quality of their people, would you?
Well, I'm just telling you, I'm not putting them down. I'm just saying to you that as people... I put our people against anybody's, including Ruth's Chris. And I certainly put our people against anyone that works at Chick-fil-A. That's a no-brainer. That's an easy call. I'm sorry that Chick-fil-A has decided that they want to take the tack that they've taken, but I'll tell you this much. When it comes to the quality of people at our restaurant, the quality of food that we serve, the quality of the valet parking your car, the quality of the young lady that sells flowers in the main dining room, the quality of our bartenders, the quality of our cocktail waitresses, the quality of even the television that you're looking at, watching the opening of the World Series here, whatever this is. The Olympics. The quality of our restaurant, Phil, is so far above Chick-fil-A.
Well, again, listen, I want to, first of all, congratulate and endorse the things that you're saying in terms of the rights of people. I also think that you giving away a steak dinner to every gay person that comes into your restaurant is very generous.
Well, you know, Phil, let me tell you something. There are certain things that I don't compromise on. There's certain things that I do not compromise on and I don't cut back on. And one of them is human rights. Let's not ever get cheap on human rights. Let's not ever get whatever you want to call it. Let's not go cheap, you know. Let's not shop discount when it comes to human rights.
Ted Bell with us. Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're talking about the Chick-fil-A statements. Now, these were statements made by the president of Chick-fil-A.
That's correct.
And he is the son of the founder and essentially said that we are a family-oriented business and we're a family-oriented restaurant. And the key phrase was, if that means I'm against gay marriage, then that's just the way it is.
Yeah, well, as far as I'm concerned, when he said that, and I don't know the guy's name, and...
Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, I'll have his name here in a moment, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, when he said that, I knew right then and there, he had just signed, commercially, I'm not talking about any... He had just signed the death warrant for the life of his commercial interests with his restaurant, okay? He had just... basically lined up, if his restaurant was a man, he had tied it to a post and shot it with six guys, like a, what do you call, a firing squad, okay? That's what he did. That's what that guy did when he said that. He shot his restaurant as if it was a, you know, like a guy. And
yeah, no, I understand.
All right. And that's when I said, oh, baby, we have, the door is wide open for us at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and that's why I'd like to ask anybody out there that... first of all, likes good food, you come to Ted's of Beverly Hills regardless. But if you want to make a statement in favor of gay rights and gay marriage, come to Ted's of Beverly Hills. And let me tell you something else, Phil. I think it's a very easy choice to make because I've been to Chick-fil-A. I have tried their food out. They are not a steakhouse. They're not a high-end restaurant like mine. But they are a place where people go and eat. And with all due respect to the people that run that restaurant, to the many people that work in those restaurants, I got to tell you, I couldn't get the sandwich down.
The food's not good.
No, it is not good. No, and I'm being kind. Have you ever eaten there?
I have not. I've lived around Chick-fil-A restaurants for many years. I just now found out that they're in California. I didn't think that they were.
And you've never been to one?
No, I've never been to one, and partly because I'm not...
Why haven't you?
Well, I was going to say partly because...
But you like chicken, right?
Yeah, I do like chicken, but it's not something I go to a restaurant to eat. I don't know...
Well, a chicken sandwich, why wouldn't you eat a chicken sandwich?
Because I don't go to restaurants to have chicken sandwiches. I go and have a hamburger at least.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I understand. But generally, eating chicken is a pretty constant thing in this country. We do have two or three chicken entrees that are mostly for the kids on our menu. I'm just telling people, if you want chicken, you can eat chicken at my restaurant, and it's going to be something that you can actually eat without, how do I say it, without feeling the spit up, the throw up coming up in your throat.
Don't come, Ted, are you saying this for real because it's actually bad?
No, Phil, the Chick-fil-A sandwich that I tried to eat, and I went back to the counter and I said, okay, this was no good. And I gave them a heads up. I said, this was no good. Give me another one. Make me another. And they said, yes, sir, we're sorry. And they were good that way. At least they had the very polite. And they gave me another one, and I tried to eat it. And again, it tasted as if someone had put it in a shoe and had literally had it in a shoe for a day. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, so that's bad.
Yes. The third one they made me, I went back, I said, you got to understand, this, I can't eat it. I can't get it down. The third one they made me, finally, it was relatively edible. But by that point, it was obvious to me that they didn't know how to make a decent chicken sandwich, so I told them, you blew it with this one, too. I got to get out of here. And
well, the third one was a good sandwich.
Yeah, it was a good sandwich, but they'd already blown it with two. I'm not about to say to them, well, nice going. The first two tasted like someone had slipped them into a sneaker with a sweat sock and basically put it into a shoe worn by a human being whose foot is riddled with athlete's foot. And
okay, all right, I get the idea.
You understand what I'm saying? So I said, well, by the third one,
all right, Ted Bell with us here, 877-876-PHIL, a blistering indictment of Chick-fil-A, not just because of their anti-gay or whatever you want to call it, family value policy, but because he says their food, the actual sandwich, the actual Chick-fil-A sandwich that he ordered isn't any good. And he's offering free steak dinners to any and all gay people that come into his restaurant this weekend. How about that? 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back here with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
What is that? We are not Chick-fil-A?
I'm sorry, Bill?
You have a bumper sticker?
Yeah, we do. We have the bumper sticker. I want to let people know this. We have a bumper sticker. You can get the bumper sticker in the prime rib room, and on it very clearly it says, Ted's of Beverly. I'm Ted Bell. We are not Chick-fil-A.
And I'm Ted Bell, and we're not Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and we are not. We're not Chick-fil-A because, first of all, we're a steakhouse. We are a class organization. We serve great food, so we're not serving chicken sandwiches that I with all due respect, as I said, Phil, to Mr. Caffey, I know that, and that is his name, by the way, Dan Caffey.
Yeah, that's right.
And I know that he does his best, but he's a chicken salesman. The guy sells chicken. And let me tell you something, Phil. You know, I sell steaks. This guy's out there peddling chicken. There's a big difference. There's a difference in the quality of food. There is a difference in the entrees that are offered. There's a difference in, and not only that, there's a difference in the man. He's Dan Caffey. I'm Ted Bell. He doesn't believe in the rights of human beings. I do. See? And he is very proudly proclaiming that he doesn't like the gay individual in his restaurant. And I don't know, you know, and I hate to say this, but maybe that's why I ate that chicken sandwich that tasted so horrible. Maybe he thought I was gay.
Well, let's be fair. I you're saying you had two chicken sandwiches that you couldn't get down. The third one was better. You're not biased here, are you? You know.
Well, no, Phil. Honest to God, I'm not. I'm telling you. Look, maybe it's because my palate is used to something much more high-end because you know, I eat my own food. Ted's of Beverly Hills, when we talk about we're putting a steak on your plate that is the most beautiful thing that has ever happened to you. It's not just a meal. It's something that's happening to you. And at Ted's of Beverly Hills, Phil, we don't call our people customers. We call them our passengers. They are passengers on a journey through a forest of flavor. And they're not getting out of that car. They're not getting out of that little ride, whatever you want, a little vehicle, a little spin ride, or a teacup, or whatever it is. They're not getting out until they're completely satisfied with a great meal at Denny's Beverly Hills.
All right, 877-876-7445. You're walking right up to the edge here of calling Chick-fil-A and the people who run Chick-fil-A, just they got lousy food and they don't believe in human rights. And
well, they don't. You don't have to ask me. Ask anybody. Does Chick-fil-A believe in the rights of human beings? And the answer is no.
And well, that you know, okay.
If I'm wrong, you don't agree with this guy.
No, I don't agree with him. But to say that Chick-fil-A doesn't believe in the rights of human beings, there's an argument going on in our country. There's a discussion going on among some people having to do with this stuff. So why is that call up there? Let's go to, I don't know who this is. I think it's Matt. Matt, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, Ted, I just wanted to ask you, in your restaurant, do you refuse to serve Muslims who come in and want to eat because they're violently opposed to homosexuality?
What? I don't refuse service to anybody, sir.
Well, how does that jive with your beliefs that now you're
we don't refuse service. I think I answered your question. Why would I? I'm not refusing service to you. I may disagree with you, but I'm not refusing. I believe in your right to come into my. I would never keep you from having a great steak dinner. And one of the ways I know you can have a great steak dinner is coming to my restaurant. I'm not going to keep you from that experience. I want you in my restaurant. And I sure would not want you in Chick-fil-A because I don't know if you're gay or I'll assume you're not. You don't want to eat that food, let me tell you. Because I've been there. I'm telling you, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, the point of it is that you've got a private company, not publicly traded company, doing business in a way that is very profitable for them. And they're doing business in line with the owners of this company's morals, ethics, and beliefs. They're not refusing.
Well, we should point that out. They're not refusing.
Saying, you know, we don't support gay marriage. We close on Sunday so people can go to church. I don't get what's the problem with that. They're not doing anything different than what you're doing. It's just that their beliefs are different than yours. So you got to bash on them, and I don't get it.
What do you think of that, Ted?
Here's the thing, sir. Do you believe that people have the right to express their feelings about a business by not shopping there? Or do we not have that right?
Well, that's
what I'm telling people.
Right.
Gay people? All right, then I'm telling people, don't eat at Chick-fil-A, but for a good reason. I'm not only saying don't eat at Chick-fil-A because they don't believe in the basic right of a human being to live. I'm saying...
Why do you say that?
Why do I say that? They don't think that the gays get the same rights as anybody else, so they... you know, to me, that's pretty extreme. But I'm not only just saying that. I'm saying that their food is terrible. So I would say to you, don't eat a Chick-fil-A simply because the food, you can barely get it down.
Well, I've never personally eaten at Chick-fil-A, but I did decide.
If I were you, I wouldn't do it.
Well, I decided that in support of Chick-fil-A, standing up to people and doing business in their way of doing business, I'm going to start eating there once a week, and that's where I'm going to spend some of my money.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. And what's the phrase? The tree is known by its fruit. If you eat a Chick-fil-A, and you are satisfied eating that that god awful food they serve, then I guess there's nothing I can say to you. But I would like you to come out here and have a great steak dinner anyway, Matt. Because you sound like a hardworking guy. You know, you sound like a hardworking guy, and you deserve a good meal after you've eaten whatever slop is they push in front of you. You know.
Well, you know what, Ted? What you're doing here is you're going after Chick-fil-A's menu, not only their stand.
Because I tried to get two of their sandwiches down. I couldn't do it. You can laugh, but you'll see. You'll see. You go to Chick-fil-A, you'll see.
If this gentleman goes to Chick-fil-A, you're saying...
I'm telling you that if this guy likes their food, then he's never had anything better. Then maybe he grew up poor. I don't know. You know? I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this, I spent a lot of time in the Army, so I'm pretty sure I've eaten a lot worse than Chick-fil-A. Probably won't be anything at all for me to get a chicken sandwich down.
Well, there you go. See, that's a good point. If you've eaten nothing but god-awful slop, well, then Chick-fil-A is right up your alley.
Boy, all right. Well, anyway, Matt, thank you for your call, sir. Appreciate it. 877-876-7445. You're not laying it on too thick, are you?
No, I am not, Phil. I'm not. I'm being very honest with you. I know that Matt and I kidded around. He sounds like a nice guy, but Chick-fil-A's food is so. I don't even have to tell you that they're a company that doesn't believe in the basic right of a human being to walk out onto the street unless they're checked for some kind of ID. I don't know what.
Well, look, you're turning this into kind of almost a police state mentality they have.
Well, I'm not just saying, but I'm trying to tell you, their food is horrible. It's horrible. I don't know why I have to keep repeating.
Hold on. Phil Hendry Show. I'll be
Phil
right back.
Hendry.
877-876-7445.
Talking bad about human beings and about their basic right to draw breath on this planet. We're having a party at Ted's of Beverly Hills right now. Never have enough time for that.
Yeah, well, that's the old donut.
I got to remember, that's the donut.
Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills as we talk about the Chick-fil-A, the stated public comment about Chick-fil-A being opposed to gay marriage that Dan Cathy, their president. Now, do you are you opposed to anyone who works in the public sector, or I should say, in public in services, in the services sector, expressing a political opinion?
No, I know I'm not opposed to it. I think there are some that should be kept that are better left unsaid. For the most part, Phil, let me say that I'm not opposed to it. I think when you're talking about gay rights or the rights of women or the rights of the mentally impaired. If you're talking about the handicapped and this kind of a deal, I don't think you have the right to say anything. And
now, why wouldn't you?
Well, because I think you are. We have to do something about the economy that we're in right now, Phil. And we've got guys like Dan Cathy, who apparently wants to ensure that his restaurant doesn't exist any longer, and he wants to put people in the street, so he's decided to come right out and say, oh, and by the way, I'm against gays. And
well, he said he's against gay marriage.
Okay, I mean, do you think that there's something different about that?
All right, but I mean, I understand that that what you're saying, when you say I'm against gays, there is at least this slight difference in the phrase that he used. He's against gay marriage, but all right, let's say he doesn't like the idea of homosexuality or gay people. Why doesn't he have the right to say what he's saying?
Because the country right now, Phil, is hurting. We're in the middle of a recession. People are out of work, and this guy, this Dan Cathy, who inherited a business from a father, I guess, that had built it up to something special. I don't know. I can't eat their food. It's as simple as that. But if people want to eat that stuff, that's, go right ahead. And take your chances. Bring the stomach wash with you is what I say. But here's my point. My point is that while he goes out on national radio or TV or whatever he did, and he says, oh, yeah, and excuse me, one more thought before I leave. Gays must, all gays must die or whatever he said.
He said he's against gay marriage.
Oh, he's against gay marriage. But why people get emotional?
Well, there's a difference, man, between saying that.
No, there's no difference. The point is that that's how people are going to hear it. And the further point is this. They're going to stop eating at his restaurant. Chick-fil-A is going to go right straight down the crapper of history, and it'll be all his fault because he opened his big mouth. I say that we got to draw a line someplace. We got to draw a line someplace.
But you're here saying you're in favor of gay rights.
Yes, because that's what most people are in favor of. And because gay people will come into my restaurant, I'm giving away free, steak dinners. I'm on the air right tonight. You think I'm going to turn business away? I mean, I may look stupid, like the old saying. I might have been born at night, but it wasn't last night. See? So no, I'm not going to turn that business away at all. He said what he said, and it's going to destroy his business. I want to help him. And so, no, I don't think he has that right.
877-876-7445. Should a restaurant owner have the right to say controversial things? Ted Bell said no, given the fact that it could hurt his business. And here is it Paul?
Yeah, Paul.
Paul, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Ted. I want to
How
say
are you doing,
that,
Paul?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I want to say that my opinion of you has changed for the better. A couple times I've thought you to be kind of a butthead. I remember the time you were whining and crying about when the racehorse I'll Have Another didn't run in the third leg of the Triple Crown. You were crying about how much money your restaurant was going to lose. Not thinking about the millions that the owners lost. Then another time you were crying about the big butt girl down at the barbecue place. But today I have to tip my hat to you. For it's a class act what you're doing, offering the free dinners to the gay community. And I agree with you. I'm for gay rights. And I also agree with you on that chicken. I've had one of those chicken sandwiches. And it is
bad,
hard to go down.
They're horrible. Yeah, they're terrible. Yeah. I don't know why they make them that way. It might be a Southern thing. It might be the flavor. I don't know. You've eaten Southern food, Phil. What do you think?
I haven't had Chick-fil-A.
But what do you think of Southern food?
I think Southern food's fantastic. I love it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of really good food down there. I don't know what the hell this Chick-fil-A is. I have never had it. But
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that my friend Paul here, he just backed me up. These Chick-fil-A sandwiches are, I think the only appropriate word, Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, wretched. Wretched.
they're
absolutely wretched. And anybody that would eat that, let me tell you this, Dan Cathy has got this much on the ball. Anybody that is in favor of what he's saying, you know, that gay people should be, whatever, locked up and...
No, he didn't say that.
All right, well, whatever he said. If you want to suffer through eating the slop that he serves, you go right ahead and go on in there and you know, cast a vote with your wallet.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, Paul. Okay, Paul, thanks for your call.
Keep up the good work, man.
Yeah.
I will, and come on in to Ted, if you're not gay, which I'm assuming you're not, so you're going to have to pay for your dinner, but anyway.
Yeah. 877-876-7445, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills here as we talk about Chick-fil-A. Let's go over here to Western Estates. It was, we got Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve on the line, Ted, and you know the Dooleys.
Yes.
Hi, Phil. Ted, it's Bobby. My question is very, very simply this. If you are picking up the cost of the steak dinner for gays, how do you know they're gay?
Very, very easy. It's very, very simple. If someone comes into my restaurant and claims that they're gay, I'm going to believe them, and I'll tell you why. Because why would they lie about something like that?
Because it's easy to lie about if you're gay.
Don't do that. Okay, there's your husband again in the back. I can't understand the guy.
Could you ask Steve not to...
Well, I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying, why would they lie?
Yeah, why would they... The gay people are not... A straight person is not going to lie about being gay because they are going to be afraid of being marked. Do you understand that straight people are so frightened of being looked on as gay that they won't even lie about it? They will, if you ask a straight man, what sexual orientation are you, even though there's a free steak dinner at the other end of it, it's impossible for him to say gay because they're afraid.
Well, I don't know. Afraid of what?
Afraid of being marked as gay.
I kind of understand what Ted's saying.
Yeah, in other words, if...
Let me ask my husband. Steve, my husband Steve is here.
No, don't we need to ask your husband. I'm telling you right now.
If you don't mind, Steve.
Yeah.
Can I call you gay? Could I call you gay?
What?
Could I call you gay? Are you gay or straight?
Hey, talk about him. I'm straight. Yeah, well, of course he's going to say he's straight.
Excuse me for that. For a free steak dinner, would you go to Ted's of Beverly Hills and say you're gay?
Darn, know that. I'm straight.
What?
Look at me. What are you talking? I know him by sight.
No, you don't. You know my husband, Steve.
Yes, I do. The time you guys came in and you did the you went table to table doing entertainment for us.
Oh, that's right. So.
I won't do. What's that? I'm not gonna do that.
What do you think? I think he said something to drink.
No, that's the other problem you got. Your husband drinks. And
no, he doesn't drink. My husband doesn't drink. Phil, thank you very much. This is pointless.
Well, it's pointless because you don't understand no straight man. Let me ask him. Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Okay, Steve, are you gay?
No.
I'll give you a free steak dinner if you'll say you're gay.
No.
There you go.
Oh, that is such...
All right, Bobby. She's gone. 877-876-7445. What's the thinking behind that?
The thinking is very simple, Phil. If a guy comes into my restaurant and I say, free steak dinners for all gay men tonight, he's going to have to say, for a free steak dinner, I'm gay. Now, if he says that, he's going to be afraid that for the rest of the night, everyone's going to see him as gay. No women are necessarily going to hit on him. Other gay men will look at him and find him attractive. His whole evening will be ruined because the perception of him, even though he's getting his free steak dinner, is that he is nothing more than a quivering, leaping queer.
Will you watch your language, please?
I'm sorry.
God.
I'm sorry. I forgot. No, but, you know, people are going to see him as nothing more than a swish.
And why can't you just say gay?
Because it's the kind of... straight guys don't just think gay. They think of swish. They think every, is swish. So no way he's going to do it. Not even for a free steak dinner is he going to do it.
I would.
Oh, you're a liar. You are.
I'm telling you I would.
You are a liar. Tell everyone you're lying.
No, I'm not going to tell everyone. If I knew you were going to have free, you're giving away free steak dinners to gay guys.
All right, well, let me ask you something. Let me ask you this. For a free steak dinner, would you kiss another man on the lips?
I probably not. No.
Are you
testing people that way?
If it comes down to guys like you coming in and trying to pull that, guess what? I'm going to have you kiss. I'm going to have to fry the gay. I think one of the guys who works in the kitchen is. I'll say kiss him on the lips.
What if he doesn't want to be kissed on the lips?
He's gay. Why?
Same reason why not every woman is going to want to be kissed by a straight guy.
Oh, well, what, is he married to another dude? Oh, my God, Henry. Think about that. Oh, I'm married to a dude.
I thought you were pro-gay rights, man.
I am.
Then why are you mocking people?
Well, I mean, you're going, the guy's not going to want to kiss me because maybe he's probably got a boyfriend. Ooh, I don't want to... What's the matter?
You sound like an idiot. You don't sound like you really respect gay people.
I do respect gay people immensely.
As long as they're coming into your restaurant to eat.
I just got done telling you, I'm giving them a free steak dinner!
Wow, man.
Boy.
Wow. Woo! I don't know whether he is emotionally capable of continuing with this interview, but we'll continue anyway. 877-876-7445. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Giving away free steak dinners to any and all gay people, lesbians, gay men at his restaurant all through the weekend in a statement of support for gay people and in a statement of opposition to Chick-fil-A, which he says is quote-unquote slop. 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
No, you did it.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Listen, we are giving away free steak dinners to gay people only. If you're straight and you are going to fake your way into being gay, guess what? You're going to have to prove you're gay. I don't know what any other way to do that.
Well, all right. So you're saying now you're going to test people.
No, I'm not going to test people because I'm sure there's not one straight guy out there that's going to want to sit in a restaurant all night and look all gay. You know what I mean?
Well, no. What about a guy that doesn't have any problem with it?
What guy is that? See, the whole point here, Phil, is to give free steak dinners to gays and lesbians and not some straight guy pretending he's gay. Now, if you're telling me that a straight guy is so desperate for it, well, it is. It's a Ted Bell. Okay, I understand.
It's one of your steak dinners.
I know. No, you're right. It's a Ted's Beverly Hills steak dinner. That's a whole other experience. But I'm not buying it. No, I'm not buying it.
You could have some people coming in this weekend. Hi, I'm gay. And maybe they got their friend and...
Really? Okay, well, then they're going to force me into it. They're going to force me into making them prove it.
All right, 877-876-7445. Talking to Ted Bell here about the Dan Cathy statement from Chick-fil-A that... If that says he's in favor of family values, that means that they're against gay marriage, they're against gay marriage. Here is John. Hi, John. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell.
Oh, hey, Phil. Hey, Mr. Bell. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So you just said that you are for gay marriage, correct?
Get table four. Thank you. Did I say what, sir?
You are for gay marriage, then. Is that correct?
I support it all.
All of it.
Yes, sir.
You support gay marriage. Then I'm going to make a call for all heterosexual people who are against gay marriage to boycott your restaurant.
Doesn't bother me.
What do you think of that?
It doesn't bother me at all because I I don't mean any disrespect, but you're just some guy on a phone. You know, I mean, my restaurant's been in Beverly Hills for over 30 years, so I've got a ready-made custom, you know.
Well, what do you mean it doesn't bother you, though? That man has said that he is boycotting your restaurant.
Yeah, but it's no big deal.
I mean, if the gays are going to boycott Chick-fil-A, why shouldn't the heterosexuals boycott your restaurant for your beliefs?
I'm not saying heterosexuals shouldn't get married.
No, but you're
why
saying
you
gays should
me?
Get married.
Oh, I didn't know heterosexuals had a problem with that.
Who don't agree with that, and they hear you say that, and they don't want to
I thought you said that I was going to keep heterosexuals from being married. I'm not doing that.
No.
Well, that's the issue.
No.
Nobody's keeping heterosexuals from doing anything, but heterosexuals want to keep gays from doing something. See what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. You know, it's like, what is your problem? You know, what's your problem? You got to control everybody and everything. You got marriage. Have fun with it. And now you got to, you know. So that's why I said, and the good news for me, because I got to tell you something, John, if I'd have gone into Chick-fil-A and had one of the best chicken sandwiches of my life, I'd feel very strange right now saying, you know, don't go, but the food there, I swear to God, I should go in and see if I've gotten parasites.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm telling you the truth. I should go into the doctor and see if I've got intestinal parasites. That's what I am.
All right, well, what the gentleman's point, though, is calling for a boycott.
Yeah, this is what he'd be calling for. A boycott of me because I don't like heterosexuals not allowing gays to be married. What is that? That's like a long run to get nowhere. I'm not saying anybody should not be allowed to marry. So what's his problem with me?
The gentleman disagrees with the idea of gay marriage because of religious reasons.
Oh, well, you know. Have fun, sir. But you are welcome to come to my restaurant. You may want to boycott me, but I'd love you to come in. Please don't claim you're gay, you know, which I don't think you would. But this is my point. You think this guy is going to claim he's gay?
No.
Okay.
Anything else, John?
Okay, Ted. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Judd.
You bet.
Have a
nice
very Christian
evening.
Gentleman, and thank you very much. Yeah. You know, look, Phil, I mean no harm to anyone, but if you're straight and you come into my restaurant thinking you're going to get a free steak dinner, you better prove it, and you better prove it in a graphic manner. And
well, what does that mean?
Well, don't worry about it.
877-876-7445, Phil Hendry Show. Let's go over to Chris. Hi, Chris. Chris,
yeah,
you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Chris, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little upset here. I never heard anything like this in my life. You keep putting words in this guy's mouth. All he said was that he believed in the traditional family, and now you're saying he doesn't want gays to breathe, and he doesn't want this and that. What kind of a...
No. He said that if that means I don't believe in gay marriage, then no, I don't believe in gay marriage. That's what he said.
But then you said... Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
You're putting down the guy's food, too. You know, just
it's
like out of his shoe.
It stinks. It's lousy food. What do you want me to say? Lie? You want me to lie?
I got a whole bunch of people working for me, and I pick up food from them at Chick-fil-A, and they like it, you know.
Well, I don't understand. What is okay? So you got a lot of people right off the boat. You got some people off the boat
So they're Mexicans.
But they don't know what good food is. They don't know what good food is.
They're Mexicans, all right. So what? You know, and then how could you be in business?
And you are too, probably.
Well,
you got to be Mexican too if you like that food.
No, I'm not Mexican, but how could?
Well, do you like Chick-fil-A? Do you like Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, you know,
all right. Well, then you're Mexican.
All right.
Let me tell you something. How could you be in business for 30 years with that cheesy song that you got there that you play it to be? Ted at Beverly Hills. And you say,
how is it you can fake being heterosexual for as long as you have? We all do what we do. We all.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I think this guy's full of it.
Oh,
he's full of it. I know you agree that Chick-fil-A is garbage. You feed it to the Mexicans because they'll eat it. That's what you do. That's what people like you do. And I find it to be very unfair and wrong of you.
I went to school for 5 years at Burdine University, and I studied, and I got to where I went, and now there's this other guy, and he's out there, and he's doing his thing, and he's got his restaurants and everything else. I think everybody should be allowed to have their opinion.
Well, yeah, well, they can have their opinion, but when you tell me that food's only fit for illegal immigrant Mexican day laborers, you've already said it.
No, he didn't say that. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Be right back.
Phil Hendry.
Exactly what he said.